B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to begin Davar Charif. I know I said that we had one more sif in Tzadi Dalet, but I started Davar Charif and I got so excited. So I ask you, Mechila, the one sif that we left out in Tzadi Dalet Vav, if there's anything you want to discuss with me in learning, it'd be my pleasure to do it with you in the base medrash. So the sugi of Davar Charif finds itself right after the sugi of Nat Bar Nat, as it appears in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara contrasts the halacha of Nat Bar Nat to a case of someone who cuts a tsno. The last line of Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, tsnon shechatku b'sakin shechatach b'basar, asa la'ochla b'kutach. So even though if we followed the rules of Nat Bar Nat, what we would say is that a knife that is cutting a Davar Charif, that is cut Davar Charif, so then in such a case, then we would say Nat Bar Nat. Nevertheless, the halacha is that here it's going to be different. Why is it going to be different? So Rashi gives two explanations. At least is the way that Bach understands Rashi. On the top of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says, "Aval l'sakin pa'am she'asham nunis karolav ve'eno nikar, u'kishechotech b'tznon have no same tam habom in amamish." So the first explanation of Rashi is maybe not something that's unique to a magic of Davar Charif, but when you have a knife, so then there is a little bit of shanunis. Even if you can't see it, that's karishalav. And that would be different than the case of a plate, where you have a clean plate, then there's no shanunis, and then that's different than the din of Nat Bar Nat. Rashi then continues, Va'od mishum churfei bolatvei midagim harostim, va'agav duchka desakina, polat sakina, ubalat snon. Or else, Rashi adds, that there's a sharpness. Here Rashi introduces this sharpness, and therefore, it's stronger than Dagim Roschim. And Rashi then adds, combined with the Dukka de Sakina, so then in such a case, then the Tznon is going to absorb the Tam of Basar. The Talmidim pointed out that you could read Rashi in different ways. We're going to come back to that. Actually, Mi Talmida Yosem Mikulam, some of the things that you said to me in Seder, I gained more understanding as I was preparing the shir. But Taisus and Dibra Maskel Agav Orche, Taisus has the standard pshat. Tosos seems to say that there are two issues over here. One is that there is shamnunis, and then there's another issue, and that is that when it comes to the Davar Charif has the ability to pull out the tam from the knife in a way that other items don't. And therefore, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if you have a davar charif, then in such a case, you cut an onion with a clean knife, then in such a case, it's not considered nat bar nat to put that onion into, let's say the knife was fleishiks, to put it into milchiks. That would be what comes out. This is clearly the way the Bach understands these two possibilities of Rashi. The Bach says in the beginning of Tzadi Vav, let's take a look at it. The Bach says, "Snown on the let's see the tour. Snown oshlako shechotkum b'sagn shalbasar asa la'achlam b'chalav." Says the Bach, "Af agav the nat bar nat le'teruhu pirush Rashi perikol basar shani sakin the pa'am mishashim nuskar shalav ve'ena nikar." So this is the explanation that the Bach gives, and this is going to be halacha lemaisa, that it's not just shamnunis. Even if I know that's 100% clean, nevertheless, it's going to be. Pull it. And so this is the follows on the heels of Nat Bar Nat, is that there's an exception to the rule, and that is when it comes to a davar charif. However, it is important to note, and we're going to see there are poskim that make this point, that Rashi in almost every sugya speaks about the shamnunis. If you take a look, we're going to discuss in detail the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Tes. When the Gemara discusses, spells out what a Davar Charif does, the Gemara has a very interesting lashon. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if you cut a chiltus with a sakin of a goy, even if it's no sintan lufgam, nevertheless, it's going to make the chiltus aser. The assumption is that the goy used it for dvar masurim. So take a look at the Gemara about 10 lines into Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Akor shel chiltus, my time mishum de mafsik elei besakina. Afal gav de amar mar no sintan lufgam mutter, even though the sakin shel goy is of no sintan lufgam. Agach churfei de chiltisa. What is a chiltus? A chiltus is some type of very spicy, powerful plant. So agav the chaltisa mechal yalei shamnunuse. It improves the shamnunis. V'havalei kinosin tam l'shchach. Even if the shamnunis, even if the shamnunis over there combining with the chiltis, you would argue is tam pogum, but nevertheless the chiltis, particularly when it combines with the shamnunis, in such a case, it is no saying tam l'shvach. Mefurish in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is the most explicit case of a davar charif, is that there's shamnunis over there on the knife. So Reb Tzvi pointed out to me that it is possible to read Rashi on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph as talking about shamnunis in both areas. In other words, Rashi in the second pshat doesn't have to be saying that we're talking about that there isn't shamnunis over here. Rashi is just saying two reasons why this is going to be a problem. Number one is that there's shamnunis that korosh alav ve'enu nikar. And number two is that shamnunis is going to have power because the churfei bala doget fei mi dogem aroschem. Now, this point of reading Rashi that way, I found rayas to. If you take a look at, first of all, point number one is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Tes, we're going to see poskim make this point, talk about only, the Gemara speaks about only Shemnus, as well as two other Rashis. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Heyamabez, halfway through the Amud, there when he talks about a sakin there, Rashi talks about sakin with Shemnunis, as well as Rashi in Kuf Yud Aleph Amabez in Chulin, when he speaks about there also, he talks about Shemnunis. And we're going to see Reb Tzvi's point is also echoed in a different way by the Mishkanes Yaakov. When you first made that comment to me, see, I didn't think about the Mishkanes Yaakov because I remember the Mishkanes Yaakov as being even another chiddush, but he does make your point as well. So lahalacha, we follow the Bach. Is it possible to read the sugya differently? Yes. If you're going to read the sugya differently, you'll actually be much more makel, because then if you know that the knife is clean, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you could be makel. And Rashi in all these cases says shamnunis, shamnunis, shamnunis. That the chshash is some type of shamnunis. But if there's a way, we would definitely be able to get rid of shamnunis. For example, Rav Nevinsal holds that steel wool today serves as ne'itza. So certainly ne'itza removes shamnunis. So if you were careful to clean knives well, then you would, according to this mahalach, you'd be able to take care of it. The problem is, leaving aside whether ne'itza would work, the pashtus is that it doesn't. And so therefore, we are knowing like this Bach, and that is that even if you don't see any shamnunis, if you think you've removed shamnunis, the fear is that the davar charif is going to pull out tam, and it's going to pull out tam in a manner that's stronger than not barnat.
The Miri says that explicitly that afternoon.
Just
if you clean it up, then...
The Miri says beferish. Yashikach. Okay. So... But Tosis didn't seem to learn that way, and clearly Bach, yes.
I'm not sure why they can't learn. They're just saying Rashi is providing two reasons. So some of the Rishonim debate, they say which one of the reasons of Rashi's Iker. So Tosis is saying there are two reasons, and one that's not Shamunis is Iker. But if other Rishonim say the Shamunis one is Iker, and what's the evidence in Rashi is that even though he gave two reasons here, overall his general inclination was towards one.
Or you could read Rav Tzvi saying you could read Rashi differently.
You don't even need to do that. Like it could be, I don't
Right. You could, or you could say that Rashi. No, it's stronger. There's one thing to say that Rashi loads the evidence in one direction, but he does have that svara. It's another thing to say that Rashi never had that svara ever. There's a big difference between the two. It's a big difference between the two. The moment in which Rashi has the chumra, so then you give power to those poskim who are not to the chumra. The moment in which you say no, Rashi never said it, then that weakens that position. Okay. How far? Yes. Go ahead.
I didn't see the Gemara goes on Haman Beis. But I do want to maybe try to go to the Rai here from Amar Kasman Aleph.
Okay.
In terms of the Gemara Samachta Leisham Nisa.
Right.
So we know Mamashos is not with God in one day. In other words, to say that the actual Mamashos in this knife of a guy doesn't make it with God after one day.
Right.
Our Karcha Leisham Nisa that we're talking about here is the Huios of the knife, not the actual Mamashos.
Okay. So, a good ha'ara. Let's see what the Mishkan Yaakov says about that. Oh, very good, very good, very good. There is a the Ritva does say that. Correct. And yes, you're making a good point. And that will get back to whether my diuk is that's correct. The Ritva does not has people who don't have that girsa. Okay, with that in mind, let's get practical. Says the Mechaber. Tznon o silka shechatchim b'sakin shel basar ben yomo. If you have a radish or a beet, by the way, the shach translates silka as tardin, which Rav Miller said is spinach. Okay, so that's an interesting question. But tznon o silka shechatchim b'sakin shel basar ben yomo o she'ena mikunach asal achlam b'chalav ad sheyitel mimakom achatach kedei nikil makom shehu ka'ovi etzba. So clearly, the Mechaber doesn't go like Reb Tzvi, and the Mechaber says that the halacha is that either it's a sakin that is being used within 24 hours, or it's a sakin that's not clean. The Gra addresses the issues that we were dancing around conceptually, and by the way, the Gra is actually, what he's dealing with is actually the position of the Pri Chadash. I did not photocopy the Pri Chadash, but the Pri Chadash in Sifkat and Aleph, paskins like those who say that's only Shamnunis. And he says it should be no different than any case of Nat Barnat if there's no Shamnunis. So the Gra presents that Shita in the following, the Shita of the Pri Chadash in the following way, in Sifkat and Beis. Says the Gra, V'af al gavde ben ispashlu mutu l'dasa shulchan aruch, reich sadi hei. So he says as follows. He says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're makel on bishul rabosai. If you cooked a soup in a flay sugar pot and you got all that heat to pull out the tam, we're still makel on nap or not. So he says. So then how could it be that we're now machmir on a davar charif, on a clean knife? If bishul doesn't do that problem, how could davar charif do it? So the Gra adds, he says, you can't just simply throw some magical dust and say, like the second reason of Rashi, because how does it do it? Because when it comes to Bishul, it doesn't do it. So certainly a Davar Harif shouldn't be able to do it. So says the Gra, you have to reject one of my assumptions. Svirale, this Shita holds. Some call it the Bach calls it the second sheet of Rashi, the churfei polit gufatam, that the davar charif is polate, it kicks out the gufatam stronger than bishul, einachanami. And the Pri Chadash says, that's ridiculous. So the Gra's response just is also defending the Shulchan Aruch. I believe the Gra had the Pri Chadash in front of him. I believe he did. I'm not positive about that. But the Gra over here is saying, yes, einachanami, it's so magical, and definitely, that's not the way Rav Tzvi is reading Rashi, but definitely the Gra says that Lahalacha, we're going to read those Rishonim that way, possibly Rashi. Okay. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that it's going to dig its tam into the onion. How far is it going to dig into the onion? So the Mechaber says, Ad sheyitol mimokom achotach kedei netilas makom. It's going to be the width of netila, the sheer netila. So we've mentioned the sheer netila a few times. Let's get practical. What is the shear netila? So if you take a look, the Badei HaShulchan says it's a shear etzba. Okay, which etzba? How do you, etzba like this, etzba like that, thumbs up, thumbs down. Where's what shear etzba? So the answer is thumb sideways. That's the shear etzba. Let's take a look at Badei HaShulchan. Shu ka'ovi etzba. So what exactly is that? Hainu ka'ovi rochev etzba. The width of the etzba. The etzba niskar is kind of hainu etzba hagodel. It's the etzba of the thumb. Uladas hachazonish hu ole karov l'shnei centimeter v'chetzi. It's 2.5 centimeters. So it's the rochav of the etzba. It's the width of the etzba. And that etzba is, that what that means is 2.5 centimeters. So that would be the shear netila that's going to be required. Okay. Says the Shach. Shach now spells out the obvious in Sifkat and Beis. Shel Basar Ben Yomo. He continues with what we had seen from the Gra. Afal Pishu Mekunach Venaki. Bevadei Da'agav Orchei Detznon V'Silka V'Duchka D'Sakina. Politzak and Gufatam Shabo. By the way, I want to point out that the Shach emphasizes what we saw also in other Rishonim. The Duchka D'Sakina. That what's pushing it out also might be the Duchka D'Sakina. V'Havei Kimo Iser Be'en. And it's like Iser Be'en, Hilkach Lo Dami L'Shar Nat Bar Nat. So the Shach also says we treat it as an Iser Be'en.
Can I ask a very practical question?
Yes.
Just up like Lamaisa, someone calls with a Shiloh and they answer Kedei Netila. I feel like these measurements are very challenging to like prescribe.
Right.
What do you do?
I'll tell you what I do. I'm sure there are people out there that are much more scientific. You'll take a friend of mine. I remember he gave a shiur on mikvos, Rabbi Josh Flug. So he's very mathematically and scientifically. So he cheshbened out. You know, he measured everything out in his kol olyon chabura, showing how you know the different shiurim and mikvos. I generally work with hashara. I'll just work with Hashara. I'll ask them to describe it and do a Hashara in my mind. Obviously, if you're dealing with cases of Hefsim Meruba or cases where there's a lot at stake, so then in such a case, then you know you have to engage more on a mathematical stage. But otherwise, for the general home Shaila, I would just do a Hashara. And what I would also say is tell the people that, you know, based on what you've described to me, it seems that's what it sounds like based on the numbers. And maybe even say to them that I'm sort of rounding off L'chumra. And that way, in confidence, also when it's mutter, you could say it's definitely mutter. But someone who wants to take out the time to do the cheshbonos, most definitely, that's commendable as well. Okay. What's that? We're about to get to it. Yeah, that's not... Yeah. No, the question is a very legitimate question in terms of netila in general. There are times that netila that comes up. Right. Bidyevit is going to be a nafkamina as well. Okay. So let's take a look at the Shach. The Shach brings up that case. So the Mechaber says, Kedei netila smakom shukovi etzba o shiyitamenu. Or you could have someone taste it. In other words, you have this onion, and you could have ka'ovi etzba, or you could taste and to see if there's a taste of basar in the radish. V'lo yehi botam basar she'oz mutter ba'adacha. Then in such a case, it would be mutter ba'adacha. So spells out the Shach. Hey, hadatim mahanim mevor b'shas v'ashri v'tur v'rajba mi'ochachte b'sifri b'nashas l'chatchila asa l'ochla b'kutach al yidei te'ima. Because after Yisham, she came mashma das Rambam, asmag, asmag, mordechi, shem chabrim, shlo eskiru atira de te'ima. So the Shach points out that in general, for nat bar nat, we don't rely on te'ima. V'chein pasuk marashal, v'rabba toras chatas, the lokin de mashma rosh, v'tov v'rajba v'mechaber, v'afil chatchila mutter. Mi uvaday, itamo, d'les botam, u'bishlo b'di'evet b'chalav mutter. So that's the first case of b'di'evet that we're going to discuss. Let's say you tasted it, so you still aren't supposed to use the onion if there's no tam basar. But what happens if you tasted it and bidyevet was cooked with milk? Kin de vadei in tamik derezek, in such a case you'd be mekel. So the Shach is tola whether you're allowed to rely on ti'ima for nat bar nat. What that means is, are you allowed to taste the fish to see if there is any tam basar from the plate? So the Shach says that you're not supposed to do that lechatchila. We never mentioned that, so now we're mentioning that. A. B, he says the same will apply for davar charif. He says, why? Mishum, skipping down a couple of lines, Mekal Makam, Le'inyin Di'ev, Mahani Ti'ima, Didachka Ti'imas Goy, Lo Ne'igin, and Lismach Afil B'di'evit. He says, because it's only by Ti'imas Goy where the Ramah is Machmir later on in Sadiches, and doesn't allow it, then that wouldn't be allowed to work B'di'evit. But L'chatchila, one would be able to use that. It is true, as the Talmidim mentioned, that the Ramah does quote Yesh Omrim, that's Oser Kulo, but that's only going to be L'chatchila, the Ramah says, V'chein Ogin L'chatchila, Al B'di'evit Ein Lesser K'dei Netila. So K'dei Netila that's going to be the Halacha. Now, this Halacha, let's keep on moving on K'dei Netila. Let's stay in that Ramah. So the Ramah quotes a Yesh Omrim that disagrees. So L'chatchila, all you need to do is make Chazer Netila. So let's spell this out bottom line. Let's make sure, following up on Natan's practical question. So you have a fleishikdik, a knife that cut into an onion, and then, so therefore, 2.5 centimeters into the onion, you'll have to say is going to be usser. That onion, again, according to the Mechaber, falls into milchiks. So then in such a case, if you have the milchiks, that's 60 times that area of 2.5 centimeters, then it's going to be mutter. A lot of times you'll have shishim in that regard. Again, the way I do it is just I wait till we get, you know, to 70%, 80%. If it gets a little bit too close to 60%, then I'm not going to trust myself to be machri. I'll call Rabbi Flug and he'll be able to be a machri in such a case. But in general, through the hashara, you could generally get it up to 70%, 80%, and in confidence say that it's okay. So says the Ramah, again, let's see that Ramah. V'yesh omrin, the Ramah disagrees. Shem chatach tznom besakin shel iser kulo aser. There's some who say no. Some say that it's going to power all the way through. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Rajba, and the Ran. V'cheinim chatchu besakin shel basar oser kulo b'chalav. And so therefore, if you cut with a fleshing a knife, it's going to aser the entire onion with chalav. V'chein noagin lechatchila. That's how we're noag lechatchila. Avul b'di'evet yesh lesar rak k'dei netila. Just a second, let me just finish. Avul b'di'evet ein lesar rak k'dei netila. This b'di'evet means that if it's gotten mixed up, it's already gotten mixed up, and in such a case, then b'di'avad, we don't have to be machmir for that day.
Yeah, so is that just the same thing as like classic b'di'evet, like hefsim ruba stuff? Because in the lechachila case, that's obviously when it's already been mixed in also.
Well, let's take a look at Shach Yud. V'chein ogin lechachila, 2 points in the Shach. Perush, bein b'sakin shel basar, bein b'sakin shel goy. That you have to be machmir, whether we're talking about sakin shel basar or sakin shel goy. Now, I might have thought that, I might have thought as follows. That when it comes to milk, so then you would say, let's say we're talking about you cut a knife with an onion, milking a knife, you cut an onion, and then in such that's bidyavat, it's already happened, okay? So then in such a case, how much are you allowed to use it? What is going to be mutter to mix it with when it comes to milk fleishiks? In other words, how much of the onions is going to be there? So I would say for sure you should be machmir, because that in such a case you would say ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, okay? But when it comes to iser, so then you can't eat it in any other way. In other words, when it comes to milchik dika onions, so there the milchik dika onions used for milchiks, don't use it for fleishiks, and therefore you're going to be mishar bikula. But when it comes to iser, so then in such a case, then maybe I would say that l'chatchila, you can mix it with anything that's more than k'dei netila. Kamash Milan, the Shach comes along and says, Bein b'sakin shel basar, bein b'sakin shel goy, nogin l'chatchil lesser kulo. So bottom line is that whether it's a question of being machmir to use these onions for milchiks, or you're not going to be able to use those onions at all for because it's already been iser, so the halacha is nogin l'chatchil lesser kulo. Okay, so that's step one, continues the Shach. Aval b'diyeved shenis bashel bein b'sakin shel basar bein b'sakin shel goy ain't tzarach l'shar rak kedei netila. So b'diyeved means that you've already mixed those onions into fleishiks, or the onions that are from a knife that's iser, you've already mixed it with other food. So then in such a case, you could cheshben kedei netila, and you don't need to cheshben kedei kula. So that is what Bidyevid means over here. Tov. So that is the Shach in regards to Kedei Netila, Kedei Kula. Now there's a very powerful observation that Refoifer makes. This is in the booklets. Refoifer makes the following cheshbon. Yes?
When we cheshbon Kedei Netila, that's just to be mevatelet. Like in terms of to have shishim keneged.
Exactly.
Do we remove the onion? Meaning now that it's already in there, do I need to remove the onion? Or?
No, because once it's an interesting question.
That was my question.
Okay, so let's just develop one question at a time. Okay, let me just go with Yehuda's, then come back to yours. If you have an onion, it was nechtach by a sack and shell. Iser, and then let's talk about Iser, and then that onion falls in. The onion itself is mamasho, right? We have to be choshesh that absorbs mamasho shel Iser, but then it's going to be like every din a bittel. Every din a bittel is you go baser shishim, that's going to be mutter. It'll be no different than if you dropped in chalev inside 60 times. Or you dropped in chalav 60 times into meat, in such a case, then it'll be mutter. Then you don't even have to pull out the onion. Once the onion is becomes part of the taruvas, then we'll have to discuss in Hilchos taruvas what happens if it's a davar chashuv or it's not batal for whatever reason. But if it's an instance where it's batal, then you could leave the onion in, and that's going to be fine. Yes, Rav Tzvi, anything else to follow up on that?
No, that was just where it was coming.
Okay. Sometimes I. There could be so many variables in a Sefer Heter at once. So sometimes if I don't zero in on your case, I apologize. Yeah, Yitzchak?
Because I feel like if it's actual Isser, if it's Nicker, even if after the Tam is about, you have to take it out. Here, it's different because the only thing that's also here is the Tam.
Exactly. Although, it's Mamashos.
Yeah, but it's not Mamashos Shal Isser. It's Mamashos Has Tam Isser.
It's Tam is about. Right. It's not an Asinas Tam, but it's a Mamashos, but it's not a Mamashos of the onion itself. It's my mushrooms that's on the onion, kaviyachal, right. Not tam in the onion. Yeah.
Hey, we can discuss if there must not be most onions.
I just started.
I'm saying most onions are cut dak, and there must not.
Right. Well, I'm gonna get there. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. So that's what we have in the Shach Sivkatan Yud. You know, by the way, that was. Lahavdil al Fafay Avdalis between myself and the Rebbe, but Rav Braunschweigel said that Rav Soloveitchik used to get that way with him. That he said he always was excited that he was always jumping the gun. And Rav Soloveitchik would get very, very frustrated with him. And he said, but sometimes Rav Soloveitchik would just like, you know, push him down. But he said one time the Rav was developing, it was like an hour and a half into the shiur, and he was up to he was at the punchline of the Chiddush. And Rav Braunschweigel blurted out the Chiddush. And he said the Rav was holding this big Rajba, and the Rav was so frustrated with him. He said he took the Rajba and he leveled it on his head. He said he stopped an inch from his head. He was so frustrated that, you know, that he was preempting him for the Chiddush. He said he called him a Mexican jumping bean. That's what he said. He called him in cheer, a Mexican jumping bean. Yeah.
Deals with this issue about
he
that for
Basar Chal,
you wouldn't need to remove the onions.
That's what he says. Right. In Sivkatan, he says that he doesn't have to remove it. Beautiful. Okay.
And he contrasts it to the case in Kufa,
where you have real Isser.
Yes.
Good. Beautiful. Okay. So there is, so let's apply a couple of, let's apply a couple of these things over here. Let's see which Os. Yeah. In Os Vav. Let's do Dalet Hey, rip through Dalet Hey Refoifer quickly. This we already know. Ad Eze Mokom Bolei Adavar Harif V'tama Cholav Shebesak Yesh Om Kidei Netila. Hey, Yesh Cholkom Savarim Shetama Cholav Shebesak Nespashi V'chol Adavar V'lo Yom Mash Yachto Kidei Netila Mokom Achotach. Okay. Vav. Ula Halacha, he says something very sharp. Ula Halacha Machmirin Locho Shel Shtei Ashitas. He said, of course, La Halacha, you need to be Machmir for both Shteios. Aleph, Anuchoshim Shebolei Abikulo. Ulechein Lo Maspik Lachto Kidei Netila. Number one, you have to cut off the Kedei Netila. Beis, afilu yeshishim mikulo keneged hasakin, tzorech lachtoch Kedei Netila. Even if there's shishim, but you're still going to have to bichotech Kedei Netila. Vatamloze, delashita she'ein davachrif balua el Kedei Netila, imkein kol acholv shenifla me'asakin, livra b'shira miut shel Kedei Netila. Visham hare shishim keneged hasakin, lachain tzorech lachotcha. He says, according to the shita that holds, that there's Kedei Netila, so then in such a case, then you have to be Choshesh, that it's more congested, the Isser is congested in that area of Kedei Netila. So then in such an instance, you're going to have to remove the Isser. So for example, if the onion itself has more than 60 times the Isser, the whole onion, but the Kedei Netila certainly doesn't. So you can't just say, oh, the whole onion is going to be mutter. Why? Because in such a case, according to the Man D'Amar who says that you need Kedei Netila, then their Isser is there. So don't be machmir that's going to come to Lidei Kula, points out Rav Pfeiffer. So that's a sharp point. He says, ze poshut. It is Pashut when one thinks about it, but it would be nice, I think, as far as I know, he's one of the first that spelled this point out. Okay, so that's in regards to Kedei Netila, Kulo. Yes, Yitzchak will get, Bli Neder, we'll get to the case of when Yechotech Dak Dak, and how that plays out, Bli Neder as well. Okay. You didn't chap what he just said? It's very geschmack. Yeah, so it goes like this. How far does the Isser go? We're talking about you cutting with a sakin shel Isser. So some shitos say that it's spashe pekula. If you have a relatively large onion and a relatively small knife, small blade of a knife, so then you'll have 60 times the onion against the knife. So then in such a case, it's going to be batel 60 times. But the Kedei Netila, it's not going to be batel. So just because it's a chumrah in many instances, like, what would the chumrah be? That if you cut the iser into the sakin of iser into the onion, then the whole onion is going to become usser if it's less than 60 times the blade. And then when you throw that in to another pot, it's going to be usser. You need to be mishar connected to the whole onion. So generally we think of that as a chumrah. Rav Pfeiffer points out, but there is a chumrah in Kedei Netila. And that chumrah of Kedei Netila is that if you cut the onion and there's 60 times the iser in the onion, or there's 60 times the iser in the onion, we'll do it that way. So then when it comes to the Kedei Netila still needs to be removed. Because if you don't remove that Kedei Netila, according to the Man D'Amar who holds that only goes Kedei Netila, then you still have the Isser in that Kedei Netila. That's Rav Pfeiffer's astute point. Okay. Comes along the tour, and the tour says, we have another Shita over here. And this produces the biggest chumrah probably in all of practical Hilchos Isser V'Heter. The biggest chumrah is as follows. V'kosav v'sefer ha'truma da'afilu ein asakin ben yomo asur. Not only do we have a chiddush of Davar Charif, that Davar Charif is stronger than Nat Bar Nat, but it also, the Dover Harif has the ability to take a Dover Apogem and turn it into Shevach, and turn it into something that is L'Shevach. And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, what we have, even to this day, is that the Halacha will say that even if the knife, the fleishik knife, the milchik knife, the iser knife, hasn't been used for 24 hours, the halacha is that it'll be no sein tam l'shevach, and it will have all the dinim to make it aser. So this is quoted over here by the mechaber in the Yeshomer. Says the mechaber, V'yeshomrim, duhu adin le'enem ben yom avuhu mekunach. There's some say not only is mekunach a problem, but even it's enem ben yom. So here we have the big chumra that an Einem Ben Yomo will aser as well. So this is halacha. It's not always lemaisa. It's not always lemaisa, but this is the basic halacha. Why is it not always lemaisa? So let's take a look. We're going to start with the Shach Vav. We're going to do the Mishkanes Yaakov. And then at the end of the Shir Mirtz Hashem, we're going to come full circle and be malakate all of the tzadim lahatir when you have an Einu Ben Yomo. But let's go Keseder. Comes along the Shach and Sifkatim Vav. And he says, Duhu adin la'Einu Ben Yomo, Vuhu mekunach hatam, Duhur fei ditznon, Michal yilei umashvilei l'shevach. Kamo kort shel chiltis. So he quotes our Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seemed to say it was no Saint Tam Lefgam, but the Chiltas has the ability to take something that's Tam Pogum and turn it into Shevach, and he says, V'chein das kol achroinim v'chein noyegin. That's it, that the achroinim are all machmir, v'chein noyegin. It's really, that's the hardest shayla, usually the hardest shayla that you're going to get, in the sense that it's the most sweeping, one of the most sweeping chumras that we have in all of Isra Heter. Umashma de ein chilik bein ben yomo le'ena ben yomo, v'nehaginan lahachmir b'chol mili. And our minig is to be machmir in all instances, kemo ben yomo, like a ben yomo mamish. Udlo kemo shkos v'sefer afi ravi de b'ena ben yomo yesh lahakla b'chdei netila. The afi ravi wants to say, at least to be mekalon k'dei netila, that doesn't aser the entire onion. No. Ein ben yomo is going to aser the entire onion as well. Now, the shach then gives us one door out. Miuvade b'shar dvarim she'enim charifim. Din sakin g'shar kelim shem ein ben yomo v'hunakim motor k'dimashu kol haposkim. What the shach is saying over here is Siv Beis, which we're going to discuss on Monday, Mirtz Hashem, that we're going to expand the halach of davar charif. Notice, the mechaber said, radish, beet, and according to Ramiller, spinach. That's what we have, and clearly chiltas that we have in Avodah Zarah. Those are dvarim charifim. But, you know, the post can even discuss citrus fruits as being, and that, we already have echoes of that in Siv Beis. In Siv Beis, we have shumin, bitzalim, onions. Notice I've been saying onions, so that's been accurate in Siv Beis, but not in Siv Aleph. So we have onions, garlic, peres chamutzin, how do you translate that? Herring, dogim meluchim. So that is what we have in Siv Beis. Comes along the Shach, and Shach says, don't combine too many chumras together. You could the chumra that should be combined together is Eina Ben Yomo is going to be Aser Kedei Kulo, not only Kedei Netila, but the chumra that should not be combined together is Shar Dvarim Charifim. So this is a big one. So that when you have someone that says that I cut with a milchig knife an onion that it was Eina Ben Yomo, so according to the Shach, so then that's not going to be a problem. It's only going to be a problem if it's tznon silka. Now halacha lemaisa, we got to get to the Chachmas Adam. Not so pashut. But according to the Shach, that Emir Tzashem Monday when we talk about the Geder Dvarim Charifim. Remind me that we get back to that. Because simple reading the Shach is that onion's okay. Most of the shaylas that we have are generally with an onion. Certainly, the other cases, herring, garlic. In such a case, there's the according to the shach is going to be mutter. So that's the shach's shita. That's just one thing. There was one other thing I wanted to add. And one second. Yeah, go ahead, Moshe.
Does he mean shards, varm, shein, harifim, the things that the Shulchan Aruch is mentioning and expanding to tznun and soko, or is he just saying if normally if you cut with a knife, it's not a din in the knife, it's more a din in the double sharp?
I didn't follow your other side. That's not...
It's just saying that if you're cutting with a knife and it's not a davar charif, so then you go after the rules of a yoma.
Oh, I didn't read it that way. You're right. No, you're right. Thank you, Moshe. No, you're 100% right. Miu vadai b'shar dvarim she'enim charifim din sakin k'shar kelim she'enim ben yoma v'hu naki motur g'mashu kol ha'poskim. No, I stand corrected. I read that incorrectly. Moshe's right. The shach over here isn't necessarily being matter those cases of onions. All he's saying are those things that are not charif. That all those the things are not charif, so then in such a case, the sakin has a din keli. In other words, that the duchka de sakina is not enough to do it. Thank you. Correct. Now there's another tzad to be Mekel, and that is the Mishkanes Yaakov in Shuva Lamigimel. So Mishkanes Yaakov says as follows: Ma nikra davar charif le'inyin chatcho besakin isur she'ena ben yomo. So the Mishkanes Yaakov makes at least two very important points. Number one is the Mishkanes Yaakov goes a lot further than anything we've seen up until now. He says that the only example that we have of taking a dover pogum and turning it into shevach is the case of chiltus. That's the only case that we have that's going to change the din. That's the only case that we have, a dover chiltus. And he explains why. He's medayik in the Lashon HaGemara. V'li nira, tshuva lam gimel, v'dagdik, digrak chiltus mikri dover charif hamit matek, al yidei habalua hapogum. It's only the chiltus that is going to be a davar charif that could be mimatek, and he explains why. The ine isa b'gemara atam the asru karchel chiltus mishum the mifsika b'sakina darmoi va'af agav nos in town lufkam motor agav chorfe de chiltasa mitulei umashvelei shevach upirshu aposkim shecharifus hachilton misakein tamash shamnunis umahafkol leshevach. So Mishkanes Yaakov says as follows: you have shamnunis, that's pogum. The sharpness of the chiltus combines with that tam of the shamnunis and makes it better, and it makes it sweeter. It's like a sweet sour situation. Umizen istapku imkein adin bechol dvar macharifin go batzol ki yotze ialim charvisay la amtuku bekama. Avol beemes le mishna de michal yale hamuska begemara ein amorakein. So he says the chiltus is a particular power that it has particularly for the shamnunis. Why does it say mimatekle, that it sweetens it? So he says that's because that we're talking about specifically a chiltus. Vihine lashem mechalya shapirish mamtik mavur be'emes shakavana shabalua mamtikes achiltus kasher reisi v'perish ha-mishnah. That the chiltus itself, combined with shamnunis, combines into something that is tasty. Shachiltus hu charif b'yosef, v'kashal ha'ochol b'li mituk, v'ashamnunis hu matko. So it's a special halach in regards to the chiltus, that it's mematek the chiltus. Therefore, what emerges is that's specific to chiltus, and it's not going to apply to anything else. So normally you have shamnunis that's nosen tam lufkam, it won't do anything, but the chiltus is going to be different. And here's the punchline. But when it comes to tznon, They don't need mituk. Va'adarabba, kol kama d'charfi malu tfei. In kein havelei nosin tam lefkam v'kalmo. So then the nosin tam lefkam stays in its place. So the Mishkan Yaakov is medayik two things. Number one, the shamnunis over there was nosin tam lefkam. Number two, we're talking about chiltus. So he says chiltus with nosin tam lefkam. That's going to be something that's mashil shevach. But everything else, it doesn't apply to. It's a specific sweet sour thing that's going on with the chiltus and nothing else. So it comes along the Mishkan Yaakov says, find me another makor anywhere in Shas where you have a nosin tam lefkam that changes an Eina Ben Yoma, that changes something l'shevach. So therefore, the Mishkan Yaakov halachal ma'is is mekel.
He's just holding like the first day of the mechaber. No?
What's that?
That's just the first tzad mechaber.
Correct.
Just not
the it's right. It's not the Yesh Omer. He's saying that nosin tam lefkam is not going to be changed by Davar Charif. Mishkanes Yaakov, by the way, we should have a fond place in our hearts for Mishkanes Yaakov. Mishkanes Yaakov is first generation of Volozhin. He's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He's the brother of the Keren Ora. So he learned Volozhin. If you want a taste of Shalos Tshuvos that most reflect the Derech of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Gra, Mishkanes Yaakov is like that. Mishkanes Yaakov learns up the sugya, analyzes the Rishonim, goes back to the text, very similar to the Gruz Bear on Shulchan Aruch, and boom. And so la halacha, you'll end up having major kulas from the Mishkanes Yaakov and major chumras. I once got a little bit offended for the Mishkanes Yaakov's sake that there was a Chassidish Posek who I liked very much. He said the Mishkanes Yaakov is such a big machmir. The reason why he was saying that is because the Mishkanes Yaakov in Erevin is a very big machmir. And the Mishkanes Yaakov goes back to Shitas Rishonim and says, you know, for example, Shishim Rebo, how many Shitas Rishonim we hold that you need Shishim Rebo? And you're talking about a Doraisa, a classic. It's well known that in the Litvisha world they tend to be more machmir in Erevin. So I don't think it's because the Mishkanes Yaakov is a machmir. V'haraya, you don't get a bigger kula than this. In terms of the analysis of the sugya, going back to the sugya and saying that we're not going to follow the Rajba and the Ran. There are many Rishonim who don't say anything about it, Nosin Tam Lefkam. But here you have the Mishkanes Yaakov coming along and saying, no, and Nosin Tam Lefkam is going to be mutter. Where did I get this Mishkanes Yaakov from? Not from Yeshivas Volozhin, from Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph, Ayim Tshuva Mishkanes Yaakov, Shemachiach Migumar Raya Ladas Mekilim, Lo Mikri Davar Charif, Rak Chiltas. Only Davar Charif, and I think there is, if you look back in the Beis Yosef, I think there's a Rabbeinu Yechiel that's very similar to that Shita as well. Okay, so this is the Shita of the Mishkanes Yaakov. So we do have on the one hand the Chumrah the Shach. Natam was correct for pointing out to me that this Chumrah the Shach will apply, Moshe was correct for pointing out to me it applies to Tznon as well, applies to an onion as well. And all he meant to say was not Duchka de Sakina, but you do have the Mishkanes Yaakov that is Meikol Lahalacha. That's going to be helpful and important later on. Okay. Continues the... Yes?
In at the end of the paragraph, it points yes. out that from the Gemara and the Bozar, like more like the way Reg read it, Shemunus Be'in there, he says, Maybe Dafka Be'in Yomu, that's supposed to be the Af Shemunus Be'in, Lefkan, once he will have from the Gemara, that even if you have Yosh Shemunus Be'in, if it's one day old, it's also Lefkan. In other words, he's Meiko, without any, you know,
right.
Non Ben Yom, even with real Shamnus.
Right, which in of itself begs the question, because in general, by Shamnus, we don't assume, which was what was bothering
right.
you.
Right,
we don't say Be'en is Nosin Tam Lefkam.
There are two things. Like, right, in other words, even correct. Be'en,
correct, but what also emerges is that the Mishkanes Yaakov definitely read the Sugya like your Chavrusa.
Yeah.
In other words, that yeah. that the critical piece over here is the Shamnus. That's what emerges. Okay. Yes?
Rabbi's just saying the Kiddush of Mishkanes Yaakov is that he's making like the first day in the
Shacharit? Even more than that. It's more than that. In theory. No. The Mishkanes Yaakov, well, there's one thing that's definite, and then there's a piece that's speculative. The part that's definite is that he's clearly being make like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. The next piece is, what does he think is the halacha when you have belia, when you're talking about something that's not a chiltis. So
isn't that where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from also?
No, because the Shulchan Aruch clearly includes, and Sif Beis includes all those other foods as being part.
Say that those things are considered davar charev, but say that if makom mashi l'shvach.
Absolutely, you could say that, or you could argue that that there is a very very limited, list of dvarim charifim.
The Shulchan Aruch includes them.
Yeah.
I'm saying if he's including them in Sif Beis and then in Sif Aleph, he just must be assuming like the Maram and Rabbeinu Yechiel who think.
Right. And what does the Mishkas Yaakov say about Siv Beis? Yesh Ladon. Yesh Ladon. Let me just think about this for one more moment. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. In other words, that the Mishkan Yaakov's Shaila was only Manikra Davar Charif Le'in Chatcha B'Sakin De'Isur She'ena Ben Yomo. That was his Shaila. His Shaila was only about a Davar Charif with an Eina Ben Yomo. I am driving at more than that. It's true. I'm driving at that you could learn that from the Sugya and Avodah Zarah that the list of things that are davar charif is going to be a more limited list, like there are rishonim who don't have shumim, betzalim, frishin, and so on. But you're 100% right that the Mishkanes Yaakov, what he's addressing is only the din of Eina Ben Yoma. And he's saying that the din of Eina Ben Yoma we have is only the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that case is a unique case because of its shamnunis. And I am also suggesting that there is room to argue that the cases of Davar Charif are going to be the ones that are limited to those examples of that we have of the earlier Rishonim of Tznon and Silka as opposed to the others in Sif Beis. And no, what I'm getting from the spirit of the Mishkanes Yaakov.
The Shaila has also used it, I'm saying, a few times for relying on
As a tziruf,
yeah.
Right? As a tziruf. So, and what I'm bringing out is just like we see that these things that chiltus is unique. So it could be that's the echoes, if you will, of the Mishkanes Yaakov. That just like chiltus is unique. So it could be that Snon and Silk are unique, and these other cases are different. But Ramesh is 100% right that the Mishkanes Yaakov himself did not go that far. Correct. Okay. Says the Rambam, before that, we have to talk about the blade of the knife. So the Mechaber continues, he says, V'im, v'im lo natal mehem k'dei n'tnilas makam, v'gam lo tamam u'bishlam b'chalav, tzarech shishim k'negin mashinaga b'sakin, b'hem, v'hu adin l'chatcham b'sakin shel goy. So now, how am I mesha'er? So the Mechaber says, I'm mishar k'neged mashinoga b'sakin. The only thing that I need to estimate, let's talk about an easy case where you have a sakin of iser that cut the tznon. So then in such a case, the halacha is that you need to be mishar k'neged kol ha-sakin. Okay. So what exactly are we being mishayer? We're being mishayer. He said lechatam bis. He said shenaga me'asakin. So says the Taz in the beginning of Sifkatan Vav, Pirush, the Misharinan b'shishim neged mashenaga b'sakin. The Shulchan Aruch azal l'tamei the pasuk the loar minin chanan el basar b'chalav. Aval lidi don the kaimelam b'chali surim amrin chanan. Being in kan shishim kineged kol makom hanatil b'tznon, v'hainu imchata chatznon mekom echad l'chud. Aval imchatru dak neser kol atznon, v'alkein tzarech shishim kineged kulo. So the Taz says that what the mechaber is saying is that you just need to be mishar kineged what the sakin touched, and you mishar kineged a sakin. But the Ramah is going to add, if we hold chaticha nasis nevela by yisr, so then, says the Ramah, v'imchatchan dak, tzarech l'shar shishim neged kol atznon. That if you cut it finely, so then in such a case, you're going to need to be mishar shishim keneged kol atznon. Why? Because once part of the tznon becomes asr, everything is going to become asr. So if you take a look, the Badei HaShulchan summarizes this very well, the Shita, the Taz. The Badei HaShulchan is in Sifkatan Chavtes. I hope I have it in the booklet. Yes, I do. So says the Badei HaShulchan as follows. Hataz pirush b'divrei ama elu shem chozrim ala tziur hanizkar b'samach dahainu shechotcho litznon b'sakin shel iser. So even if you've got more than the shear of the sakin inside of these chatichos ktanos, but nevertheless, the entire thing is going to become nevela. In other words, once part of the chaticha daka becomes asur, then everything is going to become asur because of chaticha nas nevela b'chol yitzurim. And therefore, the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are actually arguing. The Shulchan Aruch had said, all you have to worry about is mashenaga b'sakim behem. So that's the only thing you're going to have to worry about is the actual blade, the blade area. But according to the Ramah, who says that we say chaticha nas nevela throughout, so then in such a case, if you're chotech dak, you're going to have to be machmir. So that is that way the Taz learns. Now on this topic, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch like the Taz. We're going to learn like the Taz. The Shach, though, does have a couple of problems. I'm not going to learn the Shach's pshat. I'm just going to tell you the Shach's problems with the Taz. He says he doesn't think that we say chaticha nasis nevela when it comes to a chetzi chaticha. So he says over here it should be considered a chetzi chaticha. That's the Shach's objection, and we've discussed this in the past that the Shach doesn't say chanan on chetzi chaticha. But we're going to learn. It's also the Badei HaShulchan's preferred explanation over here. We're going to learn the pshat like the Taz. He then continues, Badei HaShulchan continues 10 lines from the top on page Shin Chavches. He says, Aval im rak chotchu l'shnayim u'bishlo ein tzarech b'tashu shishim neged kulo da kulo nesa rak kedei netila mimenu. So the only thing that's going to be usher is going to be kedei netila. So again, the Chumrah according to the Ramah, the Fi, the Taz is as follows. That even though you've got more blade area than all of those small pieces, in other words, you should argue that after you've cut three small pieces, all of the blade area has been taken up by the onions. But you're being machmir on 60 small pieces of onion. And the answer to that question is that we say chaticha nas nevela, that once it's going to aser kedei netila, so then in such a case, it's going to aser every single part of them. However, When it comes to Shita, the Mechaber doesn't say Chatich Nas Nevela. So the Mechaber says, all you need to do is be Meshar Kenegdo. So the Padre Shulchan just points out the obvious. But if you're talking about where you just cut the onion into two, so then all you have to do is Aser Kedei Netila from that, and nothing more than that. Nothing more than that needs to be assessed. Okay. Yes.
If you cut it, say into four slices, the onion.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need in every onion with the knife touched. You would need only.
You would
only. You the shire. You said the knife is pulled out of each chelik of the onion that you cut, or you say. I mean, how do you measure coins of mechaber if you cut the onion to four slices? That's
right. So if you cut into four, so you're asking as follows. You're asking that according to Mechaber that there is no chanan, so then presumably you're only mishar for the amount of, the way I assumed, was what equals to the amount of blios that would be into that section. So therefore, right, so therefore you cut it once, if the amount of area that you've cut already corresponds to the entire sakin,
right.
So then in such a case, then it's not going to aser anymore.
You need to cut it four
right.
slices.
Right, that's how I understood.
It's not going to be pulled again. I mean, it was pulled all in the first slice.
I think so. That's how I understood. Correct.
Unless the knife is bigger than the tilas makom, then you just go ahead and...
Then you'd have to chesed more. Right, then you'd have to chesed more. If you think of most, just to be practical, so if you think of most knives, I think most knives you'll get... The shear sakin already on the first cut, right? Just think of an average size onion, so then you'll get, it seems to me, you would get again a very small onion you wouldn't, but a decent size onion you would get it in both sides. Okay, tof. Now we get to the next important lines in the Ramah. The Ramah then concludes Sif Aleph, and he says as follows: Vim yesh safek im nechtach besakin shel iser. If you have a safek whether the onion was cut with a sakin shel iser, as lina lekula, so you could go lekula. Lechein konim hatsnonos sheish ben chatuchin litzad zan vosehem ki talina shenasav marav chatzina. So this is a beautiful Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. He says, Safek Dover Harif goes Lakula. Or is Safek Nechtach Besakin Shal Isser. Let me rephrase that. Safek Nechtach Besakin Shal Isser goes Lakula. Now, why would you go Lakula over here? What would the Svara be to go Lakula? So, Tzarechiyun, we'll get to that in the Shach. What is an application of it? Says the Ramah, if you have radishes that were cut, but you're not sure if it was cut by a sakin shel iser. So by the way, this happens all the time. You have in vegetable stores, and this comes up before Pesach, you have horseradish that the roots were cut off, and so you don't know whether it's a fruit and vegetable store. Now, there's some fruit and vegetable stores, you know for sure they're very professional, that they only use stuff to cut their fruits and vegetables. That's going to be fine. But there are other places where you might have a suffix. So on that, we say the following. We said, Ki talinan shenase b'mara v'chatzina. They used the carpenter's thing to cut. In those days, that might have been a tliya. So it was either a sakin shel iser, or they use a carpenter's tool. So then in such a case, you could be makel, because it's suffek iser. So what's the scope of this suffek? Why are we makel when it comes to the suffek iser? And what does this tell us about Dover Harif? So let's take a look at the Shach, Sifkat and Yubayz, Vim Yesh Suffek. Harav Kitzer Kan Tzas, Shabago Sharidur Agos Iser V'heta Ha'oruch, Lo Hitter Marai B'Suffek, El Achrein, Mitam D'Harve Poskim, Eino Osrim El B'Sakim Ben Yomo. So the Shach says as follows. The Shach says, our heter over here is based on the following. Number one, we're talking about an Eino Ben Yomo case. So if we're talking about an Eino Ben Yomo, So then you could be makel. Why can be makel? Because A, there are poskim that are makel by Eina Ben Yomo. Two, there are poskim that are makel on anything but a tznon. So what we were talking about is Yesafik im nechtach besakin shel iser. It seems that the Shach assumes we're talking about a davar charif, but this davar charif, if it's not a tznon, then in such a case, you could be for sure makel, continues the Shach. Vim came bitznon, and when we're talking about radish, hecha yedua shesakin ben yoma el de mesupik im chatech po atznon alo, then the kule alma sveiko lechumra. Then the Shach says, then you're going to have to be machmer. So let's review, because this is important. We'll be able to branch out from this as well. The Shach says as follows. He says, on anything but it's known, if it's Eino Ben Yomo, you for sure, you could be Mako. If you're not sure if it was stuck, cut by a Sakin Shel Isser. What happens if we're talking about a non-snown? So then in such a case, the Shach also says that, well, let's put that case on the side because it's not Mefurish in the Shach. The other case, the Shach says, is if you have a tznon that it's Yadua that the Sakin is Ben Yomo, and it's Mesupak, so you have one Safek, then in such a case you're going to have to be Machmir. So leaving aside the vague case in the Shach for a moment, what's the Shach saying? It sounds like what the Shach is saying is that Safek Doraisa is going to have to go to Chumrah. Or a Safek in Mitzius is going to have to go to Chumrah. One of the two possibilities. Either a Safek in Mitzius is going to have to go to Chumrah, or a Safek Doraisa is going to have to go to Chumrah. That's what the Shach is telling us. And clearly, the Shach is saying, if you have an Eino Ben Yomo combined with the other things, then in such a case, if you have a Safek, you could be Mekel. The Shach does not, and the Shach says that you'll have to be Machmir on a Safek Tznon when you know it's a Ben Yomo. Mashma, that if it's not a Tznon, so then in such a case, it's Mashma that he would go Lekula. It's not Mefurish in the Shach, but that's the Mashmos. Okay. Now this is going to take us into a couple important areas. Number one, it takes us to the question of, is the Shaila over here a Shaila of Davar Harif? Is the Shaila of Davar Harif a Shaila of a Doraisa, or is it a Darabanan? Is it a Doraisa or is it a Darabanan? That's one question that we're going to need to address. That's question number one. Question number two is, what exactly was the Shach's Psak, and where is the Ramah? Is the Ramah disagreeing, and in what way is he disagreeing? So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkaton Beis says as follows: Vim yesh safek im nechtach, ayin Shach shehisig Ramah, dimidvarav mashma da'av sheyedua shasak im ben yomo el safek im nechtach o b'maru v'chatzin ashari. So the Ramah is mashma that he was makel in all davar charifs, and he says the Pischei Tshuva v'haleisa. So the Pischei Tshuva understands that there's a machlokas over here between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah is of the opinion that on all davar charifs you could be mekel. And why can you be mekel? So maybe the pshat is that the Ramah holds that davar charif is the Rabbanan. Maybe the Ramah holds that davar charif is the Rabbanan. If davar charif is the Rabbanan, so you could be mekel in all instances. The Shach is saying no. The Shach is saying it's Doraisa. You have to treat it as Doraisa. But what do you have to treat as Doraisa? You have to treat Doraisa as a Tznon and a Ben Yomo. Tznon and a Ben Yomo, that's going to be a Doraisa. But if you have other Tzadim Lahakel, and that is, it's a Chrein, or it's an Eino Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, he says then you could be Mekel. So the way I would be noted to learn is that actually the Ramah and the Shach are arguing about whether Davar Charif is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, at least the way the Pischei Tshuva is explaining. Okay, in terms of Halacha L'Maisa, as far as these Sfeikos, we'll get back to that in Mirtzah Shem B'li Neder on Monday. There is a lumdisha question that the placey raises. Va'ayim b'kresi placey shehik shalav. Do yesh li yerek ahu cheskes heter. Ve'hemir adar v'al cheskasel d'lo nechtach b'sagin shal iser. Va'af b'shal Torah azlina l'kula. That's also given away that my pshat is correct, where he says va'af b'shal Torah azlina l'kula. That he seems to be note that towards that the issue over here is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. So the Placey has the following kasha. The Placey asks, alam d'shakasha. He says, you have a sakin. The sakin, you have a suffake of whether this is a sakin of Isser or not. Okay? Suffake? What's a suffake? Suffake, you know that there was one sakin that was used to cut shreif, hat shreif. You're not sure whether it's this sakin or another sakin. Okay. And now, one of those two sakinim cut a davar charif. So he says, why don't we say the davar charif has a cheskas heter? And the davar charif has a cheskas heter. Hemed davar cheskaso, even by nisa d'oraisa. So he quotes, it told us Yitzchak, shesigalav, dehadar min, hemed davar cheskaso, dafke hecha disyalid reyesa mitzat atzmo. Avul ma reyesa machmas davar acher shal savik taruvas, Iser shenisariv lo amrin lahemid davar cheskaso. So the Toldos Yitzchak gives a lamdusha teretz. His lamdusha teretz is that the only time we say that there's going to you're going to have a cheskas heter is where the shaila stemmed in the item itself. So for example, I have a shaila if an animal was slaughtered properly. The chazaka that an animal has is that it's a cheskas iser because the cheskas in a shchuta. So then you have an item, you're not sure its status. Something happened to it, and then you revert, you use its chazaka that on that item itself. But what happens if you have a shaila A, and then A was transferred to B? You can't use the cheskas heter of B. You could only use the cheskas heter when it's on A. But if it was transferred into a taruvos, so then in such a case, the halacha is that one would be mekel. Okay. Another siruf that I would just add is, as far as the Ben Yomo and Eina Ben Yomo case, to what the Shach had raised, is that clearly for Sfaradim, the Mechaber Meikur Dedina, Paskin, that only a Ben Yomo is going to be Aser. So if you have a case of a Suffolk where it's only an Eina Ben Yomo, so then there's a lot of room to be Mekel for Sfaradim. And even the Shach himself, he says, "Bitznon hacha, do you do a shesakin haya ben yomo?" It's mashman that he himself was making an ena ben yomo. Do you guys have? I have ha'ara on the shach. I have something called hagos v'ha'aros, and in the hagos v'ha'aros, they point out that the sharei dura has another way of presenting what the Rama was saying over here, and he says as follows. He says, "Yesh." So they quote that if you look in the Shari Dura, they think there's a mistake in the Girsa here in the Shach. The Shari Dura says, even a sakin ben yomo, ye svek sveka, shema b'mar v'chatzina, v'shema chrein lo avet dover chariv. That the Girsa is that there's a classic svek sveka over here. Number one, suffix number one is that maybe this is not a davar charif. And suffix number two is maybe it wasn't cut by that by a sakin of iser at all. So it's, that is a slightly different presentation of the shayla over here as presented by the shach that we have in front of us.
Is there a difference though? Because the shach also is saying that there's only not here, that's only by kriin, but by tznon where you don't have that sveika.
It comes out the same. The question is, what's the mechanic?
Right.
What's the halachic mechanic? Ein hachanami, 100%.
Also, is it for Sfaradim, is it so clear that because I thought based on later on, you'd say that, because we have this problem with Kukim all above, that Shulchan Aruch seems to say that by Eino Ben Yomo, and then like that's what like the Taz and Ricky Vega are trying to figure out what the difference is between there. But one of his answers, I think, is that in Sival, he's not Mafriya, so you have to be Mafmir
Right.
But right. By traveling, by shark, so like by snow, the Shulchan Aruch would be machmer, but by the all the additional ones, it's a base, so then he'd be makel.
Right. Right. I'm going. That presentation was based on those mekilim and not like those achronim who are miyashiv that way, 100%. Okay, there is one more thing in regards to this question of Eino Ben Yomo, which is extremely important to register. The in Siv Gimel, we're going to get back to Siv Beis. The Mechaber paskens as follows. Let me give you a heads up of where I'm going. It's going to take two steps to get there. But I'll give you the bottom line first. The bottom line is that we have a heter of the base mayor. That the base mayor has a tsiruk of kulos by Eino Ben Yomo. He's a mitzaref the fact that who says that Davar Harif is stronger than Nat Barnat. In other words, he's along the lines of those shitos that we saw that only shamnunis is going to be problematic, like the pri chadash, and la halacha the beis meir introduces the idea that there might be a lot of room to be makel on Eino Ben Yomo against the yesh omrim, against the simple psak of the Rama, and now we'll go through that chad gadya and see how the beis meir shitas developed the halacha. So Mechaber writes in Sadi Vav Gimel. And this is important in of itself. The Chaver writes, Tavlin shenaducha b'meducha. If you have spices that were crushed with a crusher, shel basar ben yomo, also l'achlam b'chalav. So then you can't eat it with milk. So the Taz asks Natan's question. Tamuahu, de besimin kuf gimel sivba, pasak ha-shulchan aruch gufei, afilu eina ben yomo. That there the Mechaber is machmer on a tavlin shenaducha b'meducha, even on an Eino Ben Yomo. So that's the Taz's kasha. Comes along the Mishpitzo Zav in Sifkot and Yud. Mishpitzo Zav suggests a possible answer that's very similar to the sheet of the Beis Meir LaHalacha. And he says, Yesh lomar betarti l'tivusa. If you have two things going for you, Nat Barnat ve'Eino Ben Yomo, Hikel. Then they were Mekel. So first of all, let's rejoice in how the Prima Gadim is Miyashiv the Kasha. The Prima Gadim's Yishuv is as follows. He says, in Simin Kuf Gimel, there we were talking about a Tavlin of Isser. A Tavlin, Meducha B'Meducha Shel Isser. We're talking about Meducha Shel Isser. So if we're talking about Meducha Shel Isser, so then you don't have Nat Bar Nat the Teira, says the Prima Gadim. And therefore, when you don't have Not Barnat de Teira, so then you'll have to be Machmer even by an Eino Ben Yomo. But here we're talking about where Fleishiks. So by Fleishiks, so then you have Not Barnat. And we're not always Machmer by Not Barnat, by Davar Harif. If you can combine Eino Ben Yomo, if it's Tartil de Rusa, so then in such a case it's going to be Mutter. That is a Prima Gadim's Yishuv. That's a Geshmaki Yishuv. It's a beautiful answer. He concludes, Sifkat and Yud, Ul Inyan Dina Ladidan, Af Eino Ben Yomo, Ve'etera, Osarat Shishim, Af Bevs of Meruba, Kinemavur, Bitsadi Hebez. The Prima Gadim points out, but the Ramah is Machmir in Sadi Hebez. In other words, it might be a good Yishuv for the Mechaber, but it's not going to be correct for the Ramah. Because if you take a look in the Ramah, there in a case of Nat Barnat, by Eino Ben Yomo, the Ramah is Machmir. So you do have this beautiful answer, the Prima Gadim for the Mechaber, and the Prima Gadim pointing out that it won't work for Ashkenazim. However, for the record, and this is important for you to have in your back pocket, the Beis Meir, here I photocopied it from the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, so the Beis Meir has this teretz, has this yisod lahalacha. Do I have it somewhere? Yes. If you take a look on this page in your WhatsApp, if you don't have it in the hard copy, on the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, it's Otzer Mefarshim, and it's V'yesh Omrim. And it says at the end, Beis Meir on the bottom. See, he's on the Ramah. This is the difference between the Prima Gadim and the Beis Meir. The Prima Gadim said that his teretz is going to work according to the Mechaber, that you're makel by Nat Barnat and Eina Ben Yomo. So says the Beis Meir, Yeroi Li, Delo Kas Ramah Deizu, De Sfira Le Shtei Chumras, De Dvarim, Charif Mzul Asan, Chumra de gara minispashel v'asa filu benat benat. V'gam chumra de mashvi le'lishvach rak l'chadish lo l'chatchila. He says, when the Ramah was machmir, that was only l'chatchila. Avol b'mit b'di'evet, but what happens if it happens? K'gomidi de shchiyach, something b'tzalim, shechatchu b'tzalim sakin chalevis, v'nasnu b'kder shal basar. So says the Ramah, something that's quite common, and that is, if you have onions that were cut with a sack in Eina Ben Yomo, and then it was put in Kedera Shel Basar, the Mistama sack in Eina Ben Yomo, Blias Kli Rishon, Kedekaimon Stam Kelim Eina Ben Yomo. So here the Ramah adds, even if you don't know for sure, but Stam Kelim Eina Ben Yomo. So he says, in such a case, you could be Mekel. Imkein Vadai B'dievet Shari, Dana Martina Nat Barnat Afil B'Bishul, because we're Mekel by Nat Barnat Yom B'Bishul. Mekol Shekein Stam Sack in Eina Ben Yomo, the lo lahachmir b'tshrei achumras lachein afilu ein shishim negra sakin nami b'di eved shari. So this is a very, very important Beis Meir. We don't necessarily paskin like it. The Prima Gadim claims that we don't. But the Beis Meir claims that the Ramah himself only was machmir lechatchila, where he follows the Shei Shomrim, and he's not machmir b'di eved. Bottom line, I mentioned that there's this fantastic sefer, Dover Charif, by Rav Dinkel, from one of the big rabbanim in Beit Shemesh. And Rav Dinkel, over here, in his sefer, Dover Charif, he says that we don't paskin like this. He says on page Ayin, Migdolei Aposkim, Yesh that there were some poskim who paskined that it's mutter. Ulam alocha ravacha shalol lahakal b'zeh b'stam. Says the general acceptance is not to be mekel stam. Elam kein skaimu t'nai. Here it goes out of order. I apologize. It goes right before the Beis Meir, the next page. Elam kein Yiskayim Tnai Habitl Amuvarim. He says only if you have bitl could you be mekel. So in the body of the sefer, Rav Dinkel is machmer. Doesn't follow the base mayor. There are poskim that are mekel like the base mayor. Rav Dinkel is willing to give the base mayor a shot with other tseirufim. He says number one, if you have a suffik whether this kli has ever been used with Isser at all, or let's say if it's a Shiloh Milchix and Fleshix, you're not sure it was used for that, so then in such a case, you could be Mako. Another Tziruf, he says, is if you have a Shiloh of whether a Milchix Fleshix Shiloh, in other words, onions that fell in with a Milchix Dika knife that fell into Fleshix Dika food, he says, if it was Rov Tashmisho Bitsonein, so then in such a case, maybe you could be Mutzarif, the base mayor, as well. So that's the extent that Rav Dinkel is willing to use it.
Why is that different from the base mayor? Why does it say it?
Oh, because base mayor, I think, would say it, even if it was Rov Tashmisho Bitsonein.
Yeah, he said, the crowd second collapse, Rov Tashmisho
Bitsonein. He said, let's see. As you're right. He sounded to be Makel even more than that, but right, he's basing himself on the Sefer Mishmer Shalom that says, he says, if it's not Rov Tashmisho, not to be Mekel. So you want to argue that even that might be the sheet of the Beis Meir. Beis Meir seems to leave open the possibility to be even more Mekel than that. But you're right. He said Ubefrat. I'm Mekabel that point. Hayotze Midvareinu, let's just summarize what we have up until now. If you have a suf, let's go back to the case of the Shach. You had a suffik in Metzius. So a suffik in Metzius of whether you had a Shaila of Dover Charif. So number one, you have the Mishkanes Yaakov, who is Mekel by Eina Ben Yomo. That's number one. Number two, by Eina Ben Yomo, there are many Rishonim and the Mechaber amongst them who's Mekel. These are two different Seirufim, because the Mishkanes Yaakov is even more Mekel than the Mechaber. But you have the Mechaber. Number three, if it's a Safik and Metzius, we have the Kresi Uplesi that says that you could rely on a Cheskas Heter. He says that maybe the Cheskas Heter is going to work. And finally, we have the Sheet of the Beis Meir, that the Beis Meir is also Mekel when you have a case of Nat Barnat. So Eina Ben Yomo cases, there will be a lot of room to be Mekel. Outside of Eina Ben Yomo cases, when we come to Ben Yomo cases, it's going to be harder. Lichatchila, we're machmir even by Eina Ben Yomo. In other words, we're machmir against the Mishkanes Yaakov. We're machmir against the Mechaber. We're machmir against the Kresi Uplesi, and we're machmir against the Beis Meir. But if there are other tzirufim, so then you, to combine with these other four tzirufim, that could be something that's very helpful in terms of hachra. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next time, what we'll do is get into the Hagdara of Davar Charif. That we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with next time. We'll do Shalom Bayis Mirtz Hashem at 6:15.